Previously on Algoa FM.
It's Algoa FM, your music, your world. Hello, you're with me, Simon B. We are coming at you live from George and the Garden Route, and we have a very special guest in the studio. We've been trying to get in here for quite some time. Finally, she joins us, Dr. Answa. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Simon.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you too.
Thank you. Now, Dr. Answa is a medical doctor and loves small surgical procedures. Today, we are focusing on the Dr. Answa Foundation, and she's here to tell us a little bit more. First and foremost, the Dr. Answa Foundation, founded by Dr. Answa Steyn, is a non-profit dedicated to providing minor surgical procedures for underserved adults. It focuses on improving quality of life. The foundation collaborates with medical professionals and hospitals, emphasizing core values like access to care, awareness, fundraising, collaboration, and patient empowerment. First question, Doctor, what is the Dr. Answa Foundation all about?
So, Simon, the Dr. Answa Foundation was founded because I realized that I really want to help people.
Okay, beautiful.
And all of a sudden, there were people in front of me that needed my help. And I was privileged enough to be in a position where I actually realized that I could help them.
Oh.
Because I have found that I think I have a bit of a persuasive side.
Okay.
And I can sort of force other people to help me too.
Okay, I got you.
Can I say that?
Help them, help you, help them.
Help me, help them. Okay, it's probably a hard way of saying it, but the reality is that our first patient that sort of came across my path was a young girl of 9 years old that was bitten by a pit bull.
I saw the picture, by the way.
Yeah. She was from Grootbrak area. Area.
Right.
And her name is Lalita, and that was sort of the start of the foundation, because I just realized that I can actually help her.
Yeah.
And my idea was that I would be able to help her myself, and I had a discussion with a plastic surgeon that I work with, and he said, well, the first prize would be if we can take Lalita to a theater and fix her whole face. Because my idea was, I'm going to fix her little by little. And he said, remember now, she's young, she's had a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
That would be the ideal. So this was on a Tuesday. I met Lalita the morning. In the afternoon, I was chatting to the plastic surgeon.
Wow.
And before I went home that afternoon, I actually had a plastic surgeon. I had anesthetist who said she will help.
Wow.
And then I just needed a theater. So that was sort of my persuasive side has come to life.
Wow.
And 2 days later, I had a meeting with the Advanced Health NISNA to ask them, listen here, will you help us with the theater? And they said, what do you need? I said, I need theater time, because if you know anything about theater, the most expensive thing is the theater itself.
That's right.
So by Thursday afternoon, I had a yes from the hospital.
Oh, wow, that's so
cool. And you wouldn't believe, I mean, I met Lalita on Tuesday. That next Monday, we operated.
Wow, what a feeling, eh? What a feeling being able to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, now, who does this foundation serve in particular? Like,
the foundation, so as I've just explained, the foundation has just sort of started with someone like Lalita.
Yeah.
And then I realized that there's such a gap between the government and private sector.
Yeah.
And what happens in government is... I want to just take my hat off to our government system, specifically in George and in NISNA. They're actually amazing and they're really good, but they don't have the facility and they don't necessarily always have the specialist that we need for certain things, especially plastic surgery. So that's why the plastic surgeon came to life in terms of this whole foundation that started is... So that's why from Lalita we went to Drika, we went to Melvin, we went to Nikki, and that they were all patients that was seen at the provincial hospital, but they didn't have a medical aid and they couldn't afford plastic surgery because it was also seen as a cosmetic thing in our government sector. So that's where we come in. We sort of want to fill that gap.
Yes.
And we realize that there's a huge gap that needs to be filled. with that, I want to give you an example. Our last patient is a Brian. Well, the patient we did last, it was last month's patient. We're still busy with Brian. Mm-hmm. What happened with Brian is he had a big cancer on his nose.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens with us here in South Africa, the sun is the enemy, and we need to wear sunscreen. Well, I just had to put that in there. And so Brian had cancer on his nose. We initially thought it was a small cancer. He was sent from George to Groote Schuur in Cape Town 2 years ago to have it removed. He came back and it never healed.
Mm.
So the reality is just that it was never completely removed.
Mm.
So he was our patient last month, and we had to remove his cancer. And what we did is, or what we try to aim and do for our patients is, we want to give them a world-class experience.
Mm.
So I actually had the privilege of having Pathcare in theater with us. So we took a sample of his cancer. We send it away immediately.
Mm.
20 minutes later, the pathologist would phone us and say, no, it's not out. Cut more.
Mm.
So then we will cut more and send it to them again. So we had to cut three times.
Mm.
Brian ended up with a huge hole in his nose.
Mm.
So much so that we had to lift his cheek and ultimately take some skin from his forehead to make a nose for him.
Sure.
And that is a procedure that you will not find in George.
Mm.
You will have to go to Groote Schuur to get that done.
Wow.
And then even maybe they can't do it because they don't necessarily, or the doctors might be young and inexperienced.
Mm.
So I must say, we are so privileged in this community of ours.
You're filling such an essential void right there. Yeah. You really, really are. That is fantastic. That's why I wanted to ask you some of the stories. But lastly, where can people read more about the foundation and how can they support the foundation?
That is really important because we are coming to a place now, and I think what's happened now is it's starting to snowball.
Mm.
I have a waiting list of about 20 patients currently. I'm one person running this thing.
Mm.
I'm one person trying to my aim is to help one person a month.
Wow.
But honestly, I have so many patients lined up. I can help one person every week, but I cannot afford it.
Yeah.
Because up until now, I've been running sort of on my bank account and my husband's. And
goodness.
I don't think people know this.
Sure.
I didn't want to tell anyone because we were just like, we're just going to do it.
Yeah.
And so we are at a stage where we need to start raising funds to help more people because that's our aim.
Absolutely.
That's our aim.
So that where can we get you? Where can we find you?
You can find me. I think Google is the best way, or Instagram. Our number is there. Our email is there. You'll find me on answa.co.za.
Yeah.
On there, there's even if you would like to contribute or help us in that way, you can click there, send us a mail, say, hello, I do this. How can I help? Because I need to say this before you cut me off. A big thing why we've put this out there is because we want to inspire others to also help.
To do the same.
We want you to help. And we're not saying, even if you're not in the medical industry, even if you are good at making soup, please come and make soup. Did you know that there's 200 soup kitchens in George alone? So there's many places where you can help. So a big part of what we're aiming to do is we want to inspire others to help others. And that's why our focus is this community.
Mm.
That's something I didn't say. Mm. At this stage, all of our patients are George patients, Knysna, Grootbrak. So it's really this community. And this is our aim. We want to serve the community, and we want others to also serve.
Well, listen, what I think you're doing is absolutely fantastic, and I hope it starts, snowballing, and I hope you get doctors involved and more people involved, because what you're doing is absolutely fundamental. Again, the Dr. Answar Foundation, you can actually find Dr. Answar Steyn, and go down there, have a little look at exactly what's happening, and make a contribution, get involved in some way. Absolute pleasure having you in the studio. Best of luck, and we'll definitely be getting in here again, that's for sure. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you so much, Simon.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.